Putting the scat in eschatology. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Well, that music, of course, means that it's the dating game on the Drew Marshall Show. If you would like to follow the Drew Marshall Show dating game, it's too late because today's the finale. That's right, folks, the dating game finale. Yesterday, our dating game contestant went out on her first date in 10 years. I think we got that right. Did we get that right? Valerie met Mark on Christian Mingle, and last night they were picked up by a chauffeur-driven black Cadillac Escalade and taken to one of the most exclusive restaurants in Toronto. And after dinner, they went for drinks, and they got a good view of the Toronto skyline. They went to Yorkville for dinner. They went to Panorama. And then they were picked up and driven back home. And today, we find out how the date went, ladies and gentlemen. Last night, we were posting pictures, comments that Valerie was sending us via text messaging. And, well, without any further ado, Valerie, welcome back.
Hi, Drew.
Welcome back live in studio. It's been a while since you've been here live in studio.
It has. Time's flown.
Yeah, that was like 8 weeks. It just went crazy by. Crazy by. So, where's Mark?
You know, it was a tough decision. Because, I mean, he was on the verge of having to walk home last night. And then I said to him, well, I might be nice and actually just drop him at the GO station.
Right. That was kind of you.
Yeah, so that he could catch the last GO train home.
Uh-huh. Catch the last GO train to Oakville. Yeah, that worked well. Yes?
And, well, you know, it was one of those crazy decisions and decided to instead to give him a ride home.
So you gave him a ride home in the Cadillac Escalade?
Yeah, but you know, it's a large car.
How did it go?
Which part?
I thought you said you had family listening. Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, we're toying with you a little bit because also in studio is Mark. Mark,
I
welcome.
Am here.
Welcome. Way to survive. No, that's not right. Way to be here. Yeah, way to show up. Wow. So listen, I'm assuming that it went well because you're both here. Because the plan was you could get out of this at any time. You could call the driver and say, you know what, we're not going to go to drinks. We're not going to go to Panorama. It's time to kind of go. But no, you went there because I saw pictures of you guys there. You were showing me that your hands were above the table and everything. That was so funny. And remember being on a youth group trip or something and they turn the bus lights on and they do hand check. It was just ridiculous. Baptist. Anyway, it went well. So let's go through the evening because inquiring minds want to know. 6 o'clock, about 6:05, I think the car showed up outside of your place, roughly.
Well, at about 5:59, you sent me a message and said, so? Where's the car? What are you doing? Where are you? Are you on your way? At 6 o'clock, the car was there.
Okay.
Or about 6:05, yeah,
nice.
Right? And
nice.
Then we had...
How was the driver?
Very nice. Very
good.
Kind.
Okay.
Definitely.
And have you ever been driven around in a black tinted window class, classy kind of celebrity LA vehicle like that?
I felt I was in LA.
Nice.
Very nice.
My daughter said this to me, and I was trying to decide whether to get you guys a stretch limo or the Escalade, and she said, you know, a stretch limo is like for people who aren't important, who are trying to be important. An Escalade is for people who are important.
Yep, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
The only reason I thought about the stretch was, you know, it could give you the privacy window, you could have a little conversation instead of driver buddy, you know. But then I thought, well, maybe the third person in the car might lighten it a little bit, you know, because it could be awkward. It could be.
Definitely, we had to be on our best behavior.
Right, right, okay. So, you're driving along. How were you feeling as you were going to Mark's?
Scared out of my pants.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, hold on.
And I was wearing a dress.
Okay, all right. We pull up to Mark's, and was he outside? Did you text him? We're here. How did he know to come out?
Well, I sent him a couple of messages telling him we're on our way.
Okay.
Heading your direction, should be there in a few minutes.
Okay.
Come on down.
Okay.
And as we pulled in, there was this one guy who was out there, and I'm like, is that him? Jeez, if that's him, I'm in trouble because he's not dressed.
He's not dressed.
He was walking his dog, and his dog was doing his bathroom business.
All right. So, oh, crap.
Yeah, so it wasn't him, obviously, and Mark was inside, and Mark scored some points because he got me some flowers.
Well done, buddy. Well done. Yes. What kind of flowers, though, Mark?
Some kind of spring bouquet.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Lovely. Nice, yeah. And nice description, yes. too. Some yes. kind of spring bouquet. Okay. And then, so here's the flowers. Nice to see you. What? Now, how did you greet each other? Was there a handshake, a hug?
Can I take that one?
Yes, please.
Because actually, here are the flowers. Nice to see you get out of the car.
Right.
Yeah, that was her exact words. She, yeah. Now you need to get out, is what she said.
Hold on. She was in the car? Or who was
she? She was already in the Escalade.
Right. You're in the Escalade.
So I get in.
Yes.
I give her the flowers.
Yes.
Nice to see you. Get out of the car.
That's funny. That was your opening line? Thanks for the flowers. Now get out.
Absolutely.
I'm going on a nice date. Thank you very much. She's so cheeky.
So I'm looking in the third row to see if there's somebody else in the back seat.
Yeah. Too funny. Okay. So now, again, I want to know this. Handshake, kiss in the cheek. How you doing? A knuckle, you know, a bit of a knuckle bump. What was the greeting? Just was there any touch? Is what I want to know.
It was get out of the car.
She's a little rusty, ladies and gentlemen. It's been 10 years.
Well, because someone in this room said that I need to take a whole bunch of pictures.
Yes.
So,
oh, that's why you stick it out of the car,
because
you
exactly.
need to pick. Oh, that's hilarious. Yes, I did say we need pictures. So you guys got out of the car, stood beside it, took the pictures. Nice. Okay.
Yes. But we didn't stand 2 feet apart, if you noticed.
I noticed. It was nice. It was close. By the way, a sharp-dressed man you were. A little ZZ Top action there.
I try to be.
Well done. Yeah. Look good. All right. Then down into the city. How was the traffic? Was it okay? A little crazy?
It was great.
Good.
It wasn't bad.
So you show up at Sassafras. Have either of you been to that restaurant before?
No.
All right. Your impression of the restaurant? First of all, let's talk about food. How was the food?
Amazing.
Was it?
Very
amazing.
Good.
I saw some mussels or clams or oysters or
oysters,
escargots or something.
No, oysters. Oyster. Oh, it was oysters
okay.
for sure.
Nice.
And he had the scallops.
Okay, lovely.
Ooh, very good.
I love scallops. Yeah. Yeah. So tasty. Staff. How were the staff?
Very nice.
Were they?
Yes.
Listen, you got to be truthful here, right?
No,
just because
it's
a fancy joint doesn't mean nothing, right?
They were very nice,
doesn't
very attentive,
nothing.
Very, very attentive.
Right. Okay.
And they placed us in a nice little corner.
Oh, corner.
Everybody
table.
Knew who we were.
Yeah.
Did
yep.
they?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean they knew you were the dating game couple?
Well, when we entered in, I mean, there was like this huge long message right on their screen, of course. So,
yes.
When we said we had reservations, and at first I gave my name and they couldn't find it, and I said Drew Marshall. Oh, yes. Okay.
That's right, folks. I am Paul in Yorkville. All right. Okay, so we had a lovely meal, a couple of pictures. Again, we posted them on Facebook. And then it came time to leave Sassafras and walk over to Panorama.
Absolutely.
And how was that walk?
Wet.
It's funny. I mentioned that you were going there a date night last night, and then somebody said to me, oh, did they get rained on? I said, actually, they did.
We did. We got poured on. Right when we got to Bay and Bloor, it just dumped.
Too funny. What happened to your hair? Was it okay?
By Mine way, was fine. I was gelled up pretty good.
Mine was fine. Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so...
Good thing he had already the first impression, so at least
yes,
that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that's right. So did you find the place? Because it's a little hard to find the entrance to Sassafras.
Yeah.
I mean, to
Panorama.
To Panorama.
It is a little difficult.
But we found it.
Yes.
You get to the bottom of the elevator there. There's someone sitting at a table, was there?
Correct.
And did you give them your name?
We did.
And? First she says $5 cover charge.
Yes.
And then we had to drop the name again.
Yes. And?
And then she said, oh, okay.
$20.
$20.
Your friends
Drew Marshall,
of Drew, $20.
Okay. And you get into the elevator and whoosh,
all the way up
No stops. There's only one button right to the top floor.
Exactly.
51st floor, is it?
51st.
Or something like that? Yeah. And you get out and you walk into this little bar there, little restaurant-y bar thing.
It's a happening place.
Was it popping?
It was popping. Music and lots of people.
Nice.
And they had a nice table reserved for us.
Nice.
With a spectacular view.
Of nothing.
Of nothing. A nice table reserved for you.
Shame on you of each other.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, Mark. Mark. Mark, you missed it by that much. Okay, so seriously, you had a view of nothing at the table?
The fog.
Oh, I thought they put
you
in the corner. Right, I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Okay, yeah. Because I was about ready to get on the phone and go, come on, guys, a view of nothing? You're right, it was a foggy, rainy, crazy night.
But when we walked in, everyone, the entire staff knew about us.
Nice.
So I don't know what you said to them.
Nice.
But they were questioning everything.
Good. Good. Well, I'm glad that you got the royal treatment. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
The question that Tim and I both wanted to know, though, and by the way, you're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We are in the middle of our grand finale for our dating game, the dating game grand finale. We've been having a little fun with Kristen Mingle and The Drew Marshall Show, and Valerie was the contestant, and she met Mark on Kristen Mingle, and they went out on the big fancy date last night. We're just doing a bit of a catch-up. We all wanted to know, was there cheesecake?
Sort of.
Sort of cheesecake?
Well.
Was there cheesecake, Mark? Because that was one of your things. You like cheesecake.
Spring rolls cheesecake.
Excuse me?
What?
Can you explain that to me?
They take the cheesecake.
Yes.
They wrap it up in a spring roll wrapper.
Yeah.
And then quickly deep fry it so the wrapper's crisp.
So not cheesecake in the traditional sense, but it was
cheesecake
very good.
Inside of the spring roll.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So was the apple pie la mode for two.
Oh, come on. You're killing me here, guys. This is a great night. Oh, my goodness. All right. Listen, let's get down to brass tacks here. Did you kiss? I want to know if you kissed. Yes or no? Yes or no? Did you kiss? Was there a little kiss on the cheek? Was it a cat's bum kiss?
That's yours.
Cat's bum.
You said you'd take it, not me.
What?
All right, Mark.
It to me.
Mark, was there any kissage? Did you go in for a move, buddy? Did you? Yeah. Because look at her. She is a foxy woman, man. I'm telling you right now. Oh, Awkward Radio 101 right here, folks. Relatives listening, the whole
I
deal.
I hate dead air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened, Mark?
Be honest, Mark.
Mark?
Do I have to be honest?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Everybody's
listening. Wait, did you go in for a kiss and was there a rejection? Was there a turn? Did you go for the lips and you got the cheek? What happened? The hand. Oh. Did you get the hand? Oh, Mark. Not the hand. Oh. That's great.
He won't say it. I'll say it. Yes, there was a kiss.
Oh, there we go. Standing ovation. I can't get up, but standing ovation. Very well done. Nice. Nice. Well done. Mark, you okay?
Yeah.
water. Need a water.
Oh, boy. Now, listen, when was the kiss? Was it the end of the night, the drive home, at the panorama? Did you go out on the balcony, by the way? Did you actually go out on the balcony?
No, it was raining too much.
Oh, too bad.
So, I think, that's a place definitely to go back to at some point.
Who will you be going back with?
I'm not sure.
Oh, this is too funny. Too funny. Okay, so when was the kiss?
Ride home?
Ride home?
You had to think about it?
Yeah. And why are you saying it
like
a question?
You're the one who initiated it.
Yes, ride home.
Ride home. Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. Was the driver there on time for the pickup?
Yes, he was.
Good. So, this is important stuff that I need to know.
Nice going, Drew.
Thank you. I'm glad it all. Did anything go wrong? Were there any faux pas? Were there any issues?
Just the weather, but you can't control
that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised you didn't use your abilities and your.
Hey, God, clear the weather out of panorama so they can have a view, eh? No, I don't have that much connection with God, let me tell you. I really don't. Listen, that just sounds like a great, great night. I'm so glad that it worked out like this. It's so neat. Okay, I want you to... I'm going to do a little something very awkward here.
There's still more awkwardness?
There's more awkwardness. There is more awkwardness.
Couldn't be possibly anymore.
Can't be more awkward than my dad listening in last week when I asked, and he texted right afterwards and said, so you asked him out.
Wow. Wow, way to go, Dad. I'd be doing the same thing. On a scale of 1 to 10.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You're awesome.
Oh, no.
On a scale, and you have to answer this question at the same time. I'm going to go 1, 2, answer. Not 1, 2, 3, answer. 1, 2, answer. I'm sorry, did we get a little text or something?
We did.
And what was that? What does it say?
It's my dad.
Oh, hi, Dad. Dad's texting, yes?
He said, when was the kiss?
Oh, Dad's listening.
On a count of
hi,
three.
Hi, Dad.
On a count of three. Ready? It's 1, 2, answer. Here's the answer. On a scale of 1 to 10. Excuse me.
Oh, they're working out numbers.
There's no pre-game thing here.
More than one finger.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being for sure, 1 being not a chance, will there be another date? 1, 2, answer.
10.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Andrew, you're not invited. I'm sorry.
Can I text at least? And can I get pictures and stuff? Send it? No, that's
no.
Just, that's creepy.
That's over.
That's wrong. Well, I will take full credit for being playing the role of Droopid. And shut up over there. Yes, it rhymes with stupid. Listen, it has been so much fun having you guys on this journey and allowing us to be on the journey with you. Why is your mouth opening again?
It's not just my dad who's listening. My mom, too.
Oh, nice. Wow. Mm. So here's the thing. Here's the serious backstory to this. How many months ago did you say, here are my goals?
I set those goals out in January.
Okay.
Yeah, I set those initially in January. Because I contacted you, it was in January.
And here's a few of the goals. One, lose a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. Two, run a marathon? Half marathon?
No, it was a 10K. A
10K.
A 5K and a 10K.
Well, I still call those marathons. I don't do a lot.
Anything
over walking from here to the car is a marathon. And then the third thing was to go on a date.
Yes.
Correct? How much weight did you lose?
In total, since I've started this weight loss journey, I've lost 80 pounds. That's as of today. Over the course of the 90 days, I have decreased my percentage of body fat by 24%.
Fantastic.
And over the course of course, through the year, over half of my body fat is gone. I have dropped in the 90 days 4 dress sizes. And since I started this journey, I've dropped 14 dress sizes.
Well done. So. Well done. You are just smoking hot. You really are. You are
easy over there. Coming over the council in a second.
So, in all seriousness, well done. I'm very proud of you, Valerie. I'm very happy for you. This is a very inspirational story.
Thank you.
And I do wish both of you the best. Look, obviously, we're making a big deal out of you're going to get married next week and all this kind of stuff. But
no. Even if he was in Vegas and he could, he wanted to take me to Vegas.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's no Vegas chapel.
Vegas Mark, chapel. Remember that we had the questions. Okay, yeah. Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself and what was it? A perfect holiday question or something like that?
Yeah.
And Mark says Vegas. Tim and I looked at each other and went, okay, that's the end of Mark.
But it
was because Mark had previously lived there before, and so there would be kind of an insider's tour, and I get that. That makes a lot of sense. Listen, on behalf of the Drew Marshall Show, on behalf of Christian Mingle, we want to thank you both very, very much for letting us be voyeurs into this this fun little thing here. Mark, it looks like you want to say something.
I was just going to say, on behalf of both of us, we wanted to thank you guys and ChristianMingle.com.
No, thank you.
For doing this.
No,
it was incredibly
generous. No, thank you. Thank you, Tim.
Well, thank you. Thank you to both of you for Christian Mingle and to your show as well for putting up with me over the last 8 weeks and to all the listeners following and making me scared out of my mind, especially last week when it felt like I suddenly stood up in the middle of a big auditorium and asked the most difficult question I've ever asked, which was to just ask someone out on a date.
Yeah.
And everyone was listening suddenly with just holding their breath to see if it would be a yes or no.
Yeah, you're putting yourself out there, right? And we're talking about
really
insecurities and rejection.
Absolutely.
And all the stuff we all go through. It's not foreign to any one of us.
Absolutely.
So,
and the struggles through the course of the process of really discovering, what I am looking for and being lucky to find it.
Fantastic. So. Now, I know that the answer to this question you think probably has to be yes or an affirmative or whatever it is, because I'm going to ask you the question that I think is still actually important. Would you recommend that people – because, look, the online dating thing is the butt of jokes, but how was it overall, your experience?
My experience was phenomenal. I was always reluctant about online dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of friends who've been very successful with the online dating and have met their spouses through online dating. Mm. It seems to be the way because, especially as we get older, I mean, we're no longer into the bar scenes. We're no longer in college and mingling with a lot of people the same way.
Yeah.
So it seems to be almost a safer way as well, where you can weed out people very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah.
Now that I've been in it, definitely would recommend it.
Excellent. It's
and Christian Mingle, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Mark, anything to add to that at all?
No, she said it all. I mean, absolutely. Everything was good.
Good.
Great
man.
Experience.
Good, man.
Great experience.
Good. All right, guys. Well, listen, again, thanks. Enough has been said, and what a journey. What a ride it's been. I'm so glad
so
last
much.
Night worked out so well for you. I'm a little jealous, actually.
We were afraid you were going to be in the car.
Pop up in that back row.
Hey, yeah, right on the screen.
Right on the screen there, yeah.
That's right. All right, folks, that is the end of the dating game on the Drew Marshall Show. Love is in the air. You're too funny, Tim. Too funny. We'll be right back.
You look marvelous. Love is in the air.
In the rising of the sun. Hey, folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?